Hello, my name is Angelita. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Now, I'm calling to check. I have a question about the eligibility group that was announced on yesterday. Was the 16 to 64 people with underlying health conditions included in that group that was eligible yesterday?
Is it the what now, sir? What'd you say?
What was it, 16 to 64 people with underlying health conditions included in the group that was eligible yesterday?
Okay.
You had mentioned the 65 and essential workers and so forth, but because also there's another group that was in 1C from 16 to 64, and I was just wondering, does that group that was eligible effective yesterday, did it include the 16 to 64 with underlying health conditions?
Okay, I'm not sure the notification on that. What county are you in?
Jefferson.
Okay,
Jefferson
Jefferson.
County.
I don't have nothing listed on Jefferson. And you said the case yesterday, what did it included the six people that was with underlying health conditions?
No, it said yesterday that y'all announced a large group yesterday in Alabama. It's age group 65 to 74, and then a long list of folks that are essential workers.
Okay, hold on a minute for me,
Okay.
sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Hold on a second for me.
Okay,
Second for
I'm
me.
sorry. Okay.
Okay.
I just want to be sure I didn't lose you.
Okay, let's see. Okay, it say phase 1C, 65. Okay, it's saying 65 to 74 are high risk hospital illness, death, COVID people, resident, long term vaccine. Okay, 65 to 74, that's long term. People ages 16 to 64 years, underlying medical condition, right. Increased serious risk, life threatening complications for COVID 19. Right. Yeah, that's phase C.
My question is that group that 16 to 64 that's now in phase C, was that included in that group that was eligible as of yesterday?
Okay, so you wanted phase C eligible for yesterday. Okay.
Because yesterday they announced that people 65 to 74 were now eligible. They evidently moved them out of 1C up to 1B or wherever.
Okay.
So my key question is the people in 16 to 64 with underlying medical conditions, are they now eligible for vaccines?
Okay. Okay, I'm seeing that for Georgia. I don't see it for Alabama.
Okay.
They saying that for let's see, American Lung Emergency Phase 164. Okay, well let's see what this say. This says COVID vaccine. February the 5th. Yeah, it say they would now be eligible. I was trying to find that some folks have. Okay, I'm waiting to get all health. 16 and 64 conditions now be eligible that some folks have said, okay, waiting.
So you're saying something that says that they are now eligible?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
In Alabama.
That's why I'm finna key in. Let me put Alabama up here.
Pardon me?
Hold on 1 minute. Let me put.
Okay.
Air conditions. I don't see Alabama under here. I see
Okay.
Georgia, California, Colorado.
Right. Okay. Okay. That,
Not
that's all.
Alabama, though.
Thank you very. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome, sir. And thanks for calling the
Bye-bye.
COVID vaccine appointment line. Enjoy your day.